St. Paul's letter to Timothy this morning speaks about the great confession that the disciples are called to make. And it's a confession in Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior of our lives. That becomes really the very first question for us this morning in this Eucharist. Is he? That in the light of the gospel today that was spoken to the Pharisees, who were considered to be the rich in faith, if you will, during that time. And it's a story of Dives, the rich man, and Lazarus, the poor man, and what happened to both of them. Had an opportunity over the last few weeks to visit our St. Vincent de Paul really daycare center for our homeless in Fatima. And there's a diversity of people there, to say the least. Really appreciate the work that our St. Vincent de Paul Society is doing really all throughout the entire diocese. But there, that particular day, there was a particular man that was there, and I'm not going to say his name because some of you may know him. I'll call him Harry, not his real name. But when I describe him, some of you are going to know who it is. So Harry, as soon as he saw me, and I was dressed in a black suit and I had the pectoral cross on, as soon as he saw me, ran up to me and gave me a big, long hug. And I mean a big, long hug. We were there, it seemed like forever. Now, footnoting, that was the only hug I was going to get the whole day. But he was so energized by the cross of Christ, of course, the symbol of my confession of faith, that he wanted, the way he phrased it is, I want some of that. I want some of that. Now, Harry is a veteran. He's got PTSD. He does work. But when his PTSD kicks in, you can literally find him under his truck because of the hammering and the nail guns. Literally. And so this particular day, he was in pretty good shape. And we talked for a while. And as he kind of celebrated the fact that we had a Jesus moment, the eyes of everybody in the room, and there were probably 40 or 50 people there that were homeless, were glued on us. It truly became a moment of confession of faith, both for Harry and for me. And as I passed really through the whole room and either shook hands or said hello to each person, you could almost sense where they were in their journey of life and faith, both. And the question really for me was, did I have a heart for the poor? Did I have a heart for the poor? And that's really our question today. Do we have a heart for the poor? Because what happened to Dives in the gospel was, it wasn't that he threw Lazarus out. It wasn't that he did anything against Lazarus. His sin was not the sin of commission, in other words, doing something. His sin was the sin of omission. He just didn't see. He didn't see. He didn't even recognize that he was at his gate. Didn't even see him at all. That happens to us, by the way. It happens to us. And the invitation that Jesus is giving us is really built on that confession of faith that each of us have made. Do we really believe he's our Lord and Savior? In the end, then, do we have a heart for the poor? Do we have a heart for the poor that we're willing to go out of our way to assist the poor and to be with them? Each of our St. Vincent de Paul members, I know you've got a story to tell. And they're wonderful stories. And the people that you help, the food that you give, the service that you provide, are all part of the heart of the church. And so thank you for that. But we come back to the gospel, because the gospel is not just about having a heart for the poor. The gospel is really about our relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you notice, at the very end of the gospel, Dives is pleading with Abraham to send Lazarus, or someone that has risen from the dead, to go to his brothers to tell them that they need to wake up, otherwise they're going to end up in the same place he is. It's about the resurrection in the end. That's really what it's about. And that's where our confession of faith comes in. Do we believe that Jesus is our Lord and Savior who has risen from the dead and already won the victory? So even all the stuff that's happening in the world today, Jesus saying to us, I have risen from the dead and I have won the victory. I've won the victory. And as we serve the poor, as we serve the homeless, as we serve those who are the neediest in our society, we say, yes. Or as Harry would say, I want some of that. I want some of that. By the way, before I left that morning to go back to the office, Harry gave me another hug. It was a twofer. And I was really grateful for him and his invitation to truly love him and let him love me. Wow. Wow. That's really what it's about when we make our profession of faith, that Jesus is Lord and Savior, risen from the dead, and has won the victory. Let's pray for that grace in our lives during this Eucharist.